From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. A report due to be released by the government tomorrow is expected to provide new details of the alleged abuse of terror suspects who were held at secret CIA prisons. A federal judge in New York has ordered that an edited version be released in response to a lawsuit by the American Civil Liberties Union. That report was completed by the CIA's Inspector General in 2004, but portions were made public last year. It was heavily censored then. NPR has confirmed that the U.S. military has quietly changed a key policy and now is notifying the International Committee of the Red Cross of the identities of militants secretly held in camps in Iraq and Afghanistan. NPR's David Shaper reports.
U.S. Special Operations Forces operate two camps where they detain terror suspects, one in Balad, Iraq, and another in Bagram, Afghanistan. And unlike the secret CIA prisons ordered closed by President Barack Obama in January, these temporary screening sites, as they are called, continue to operate. But as of earlier this month, in a reversal of prior Pentagon policy, the International Committee of the Red Cross must now be promptly told the identities of those being secretly held in these camps. The change in policy, first reported by the New York Times, begins to make the military's detention program more transparent and allows the Red Cross to better track those taken into custody. The military has previously said disclosing details about detainees could jeopardize counterterrorism efforts. David Shaper, NPR News.
Democratic Senator Charles Schumer of New York wants the United Nations to condemn the welcome home Libyans gave the so-called Lockerbie bomber. Schumer wants the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. to introduce a resolution. He says the families of the 270 victims deserve better.
These families didn't get over their wounds for 8 years. They never will. And to let this person out, who was one of the greatest terrorists in the last 100 years, was despicable and will be a blot on those who did it.
Scotland's government released Abdelbaset al-Megrahi Thursday because he's dying of prostate cancer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu heads for Europe tomorrow for talks with European leaders and the U.S. envoy George Mitchell. As Larry Miller reports from London, all are looking for progress in moving the Israeli-Palestinian peace process forward, but there are different agendas in play.
Benjamin Netanyahu wants better relations with the European Union. They broke down after the Israeli offensive in Gaza earlier this year. However, he's expected to come under pressure from British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and George Mitchell. Netanyahu wants Europe to back his approach that includes tougher action against Palestinian militants. He's also pushing his plan for a demilitarized Palestinian state, which has so far not had much support. Netanyahu also wants Europe to impose stronger sanctions on Iran to pressure it to stop its nuclear program. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
You're listening to NPR News. A massive manhunt for the man suspected of killing a former swimsuit model is over. Authorities in Canada say they found Ryan Alexander Jenkinson's body in a motel in British Columbia. They suspect the 32-year-old committed suicide. Police launched a search for Jenkins after the mutilated body of his former wife, former swimsuit model Jasmine Fury, was found near Los Angeles last week. Brazil has announced enormous discoveries of crude oil in the past 2 years, but the different levels of government are already arguing over the enormous wealth expected to be generated. Richard Reynolds reports from Buenos Aires.
Sergio Cabral, the governor of Brazil's Rio de Janeiro state, already says he wants more money from oil royalties than the federal government is prepared to give, this just days before new policies on the distribution of oil wealth are to be presented by the government in Brasilia. Brazil may have more than 100 billion barrels of recoverable oil under an enormous geologic formation off the country's east coast. While the oil is under very deep water, it is expected that it will eventually be recovered, potentially making Brazil one of the world's top five oil producers. But as the prospect of oil wealth appears on the horizon, Brazil's state and federal governments are already arguing over how to deal with it, and objections about the level of state involvement in the oil sector have also emerged. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Buenos Aires.
Even though Hurricane Bill stayed far out in the Atlantic, it's being blamed for at least two deaths, one in Florida and the other in Maine. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Bill is now about 230 miles west of Newfoundland. It's brought heavy rain and strong winds to Nova Scotia, forcing flight cancellations and power outages. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.